Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Things before the game.
Him and DeAndre Burrell. Looking forward to those pieces at paulkoharski.com.
DeAndre Burrell. He's going to remind me who he is.
We bring in our good friend John McClain. He's at McClain_on_NFL. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're good. The Titans are having their alumni weekend this week, and hey, God bless them. Invite who you want. They have. We went through this list of 80. I've been around the team since they came here. They've got 10 guys on there. David Reed and I didn't recognize. They're inviting guys who are, you know, practice squatters and the like. I'm wondering if you think, agree with me that that kind of waters down the whole experience when they're going to be introducing guys that most of the fans aren't going to remember.
I saw that list, and of course I wouldn't know everybody because I haven't covered them up there like you have, but I was wondering, like, who he, but it's a great, whoever those guys are, it's a great deal for them. They'll have to introduce themselves, but I'm guessing that they were given a list from somebody. They did that here one time. The Texans had an NFL thing here, and they had guys, you know, didn't even have a cup of coffee. It was a half a cup of coffee. And I said, where in the world did y'all get this list? They said, from the NFL Alumni Association. I said, well, next time you do it, give it to me, and I'll save you some money.
Last night's game is pretty entertaining, John. A 13-10 win by the Cowboys. Maybe the most impressive defensive performance we've seen from one team in one game all year just because of the opponent, really, and the fact that nobody had been able to stop them. But the questions for the Cowboys are on the other side of the football. Dak Prescott's going to be commanding some money real soon. How do you feel about Dak Prescott right now? Not necessarily somebody that's covering that team as intimately, certainly, as you do the Houston Texans, but just overall, what do you feel about Dak right now?
Yeah, the stat that counts the most, of course, is winning, and he's done that. But the problem is, if you watch him, he doesn't protect the ball well. He takes a lot of sacks, and I'm sure they don't like that. They wish he didn't. And he's been around long enough where he ought to be able to avoid some of that. Getting Amari Cooper helped him. He missed, even though he only threw like four incompletions, he still missed a couple of guys who were wide open. The key, of course, for them, if you play defense and if you run the ball in January, you have to play outdoors. That's your biggest advantage. And they have that. But I don't know. I know a lot of Cowboy fans, and they still don't trust Dak Prescott. It's almost like it doesn't matter how much they win. They believe that they win in spite of him, and I don't buy that.
How much does Jerry like him? That's the big question, and I think the answer is he loves him, right?
Well, he said he did, and he said he's going to extend him, and he's going to make a lot of money. They're going to have to pay Amari Cooper a lot of money after this season. I believe he said he would, and he's never been shy about doing that, but he's already come out publicly committed to Prescott, which was smart because he did it when they were struggling, and maybe that's one thing that's helped them win. It seems to me the defense and the way they are finally giving the ball to Elliott as a runner and receiver in the first and second half. I think they learned their lessons when they lost at home to the Titans. They seem to be playing much smarter, not to mention better, but I'm still in shock at last night. The Saints had more plays in the first half of their victory over the Rams than they had in that game last night, and that's because the Cowboys did such a good job of controlling the ball.
We know how quickly things change in a league. The Titans in 2016, one of the best offensive lines in the league. They're on pace to give up 57 sacks, which would be a Tennessee-era record. That same year, those same Cowboys were probably the best offensive line in the league. Dak Prescott's been sacked 45 times. I know injuries are in play down there, but among the things that changed fast in the league, offensive lines, I'm thinking 2016, it was Dallas, Oakland, and Tennessee that were the three best, and I'm thinking they're nowhere close to the top of the list now.
Well, I'm sure the injuries had a lot to do with that. Like Conklin probably is not going to be where he should be till next season, considering how late he suffered that knee injury. And I'm not sure about inside. You know, I know Ben Jones is still the center, but you have to be very careful when you invest a lot of money in both tackles because it's going to hurt you somewhere else. And also it has to do with the blocking of the other players, of course. And if you struggle like the Texans do, they would love to use Lamar Miller more in the passing game, but he spent so much time back trying to help them pass protect and chipping on guys who beat their tackles that they cannot utilize him like that.
We'll have more with John coming up after the break. 615-737-1045. We can get your thoughts in or your questions in as well. We'll talk about the playoff picture in both. And maybe was there a blueprint at all that you can follow last night to try and beat the New Orleans Saints, or was this just one situation where the matchup just worked out for Dallas? More next with John McClain. It's a Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.
Now, a scoreboard update from the Blue Cross Bowl of Cookeville, presented by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We are into the fourth quarter in the Division II 1A State Championship. Davidson Academy now pulling away. They lead Friendship Christian 32-21. Stone Norton on the day for Davidson Academy, having a day. Three touchdowns, 284 yards in total. This one just under 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 3 o'clock kickoff scheduled in the 2A, the Division II 2A showdown between BGA and CPA. A lot of Mid-States folks watching that one. And tonight, under the lights, it's a huge battle, a battle of heavyweights in the Division II 3A state title game between Memphis University School and Brentwood Academy. Saving lives starts with you. If you're planning to drink, don't plan to drive. Booze it and lose it. This update brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.